Valley.
Sounds.
You're listening to Valley Sounds, Cigar Box Guitar Edition, with your hosts, Jeff Mello
and Tara Mello
from the Cigar Box Guitar Store.
Some of the tunes we'll be spinning today can be found on the individual artists' albums.
Several of them, however, are tracks that have been recorded from last year's Cigar Box Guitar Festival and have not been heard anywhere else, so this is going to be their broadcast debut. Stick around to hear those. Let's get things started with a studio track from Gary Nichols.
'69 thing they call the boss. Four barrel Holly and a dual exhaust. She can burn rubber for a half a block. And there ain't a quarter mile I ever lost. Look at me. I wanna be James Dean. I'll be standing on the pedal, pushing it to the metal. My first guitar. Daddy knew the back door to every bar. I learned my lesson way back then, to break the rules that I can't bend. Muscle shows. Music roll, yeah. I'll be standing on the pedal, pushing it to the metal.
Was Going Fast, written and performed by Gary Nichols and produced by Rodney Hall at the Fame Recording Studios. Gary will be headlining the 21st Annual Cigar Box Guitar Festival at the Orion on June 1st. That raises money for the Microwave Dave Music Education Foundation.
His backing band is the Fame Gang, a group comprised of high-caliber session musicians out of Muscle Shoals Fame Recording Studio.
The band's going to be joined by several local favorites, including this next performer, our beloved Microwave Dave Gallagher, performing Roadrunner.
Yeah, I'm a roadrunner, honey! What a crowd, I'm telling you. One, two, three. Beep, beep.
You know you can't keep up with me.
That was Roadrunner, performed by Microwave Dave. Originally written and performed by Bo Diddley, it has been one of Dave's most popular requested songs, but we thought we would share that one with you today. Dave lends his name to the Microwave Dave Music Education Foundation that helps raise money for music education in our local schools. On Sunday, June 1st at the Orion, not only will he be jamming with the Fame Gang that evening, but during the day he will be presenting his blues education program for the young guests. Kids will have a chance to build their own recycled instruments with the Orion Sustainability Team and play along with Dave. One of our favorite family performers, Miss Calliope, will be taking the stage during the Cigar Box Guitar Festival, and here is a sample of one of her environmentally friendly songs where she keeps us all grounded. The title is Soil.
Deep in the ground, the earth beneath our feet. So many textures and colors to see. Layers of clay, soil and particles of sand. More than just dirt, try to understand.
That was Calliope performing Soil. Our next artist that we have to thank for his contributions to the Cigar Box guitar community in Huntsville is John Nickel. He was inspired by one of the earliest Cigar Box guitar extravaganzas at Low Mills Flying Monkey Theater back in the 2010s. Then he opened the Cigar Box guitar store with his dad, Pat, and they kept it running until 2021 when Jeff and I took over. John is so much fun to watch in his one-man band as he works percussion with his feet while jamming on his Cigar Box guitar. Here's his song, Crazy, recorded at the Casual Pint in Providence during the festival kickoff show last year.
Valley Sounds, so fresh. We'll be right back.
You just heard the songs Crazy and Free to Lead, written and performed by Huntsville Cigar Box guitar legend John Nickel. That second track can be found on his 2015 CBG Unfiltered album. That entire album features John's music performed entirely with homemade instruments with four strings or less. One of the features of this year's Cigar Box Guitar Festival is an artist spotlight and interview with Shoals resident and Macon, Georgia native Tim Cannon.
I'll be interviewing Tim at Huntsville Traditional Music Association stage at Low Mill Annie on Saturday, May 30th. We're going to talk about his adoption of the Cigar Box guitar into his music and how experimenting with fewer strings and different tuning has provided bursts of creativity in his songwriting endeavors. This first song, titled Broken, is one you can often catch him playing at local venues in Huntsville, and it's absolutely one of our favorites by him.
The second is an instrumental he's been working on with his Cigar Box guitar. This presentation is the world premiere broadcast of his song, Macon Blues.
Is there a chance here to take, or to know. I want to my heart and soul and have me wrapped around her finger. And for my part, I apologize. So long I've known it, hey, and recognize, but still I lay. About you, wind and wave, become strangers. Is there a chance here to take, or do we just face the break? We can't.
That was Tim Cannon.
If you're looking to hear some gritty Delta blues or some high energy rock, make sure you track down this next artist at one of his local shows. We always enjoy seeing Jimi Henderson's live performances, as his passion comes out so strong in his playing and his expression. He's been playing a little bit of cigar box guitar for the last few years, and occasionally he breaks it out in one of his sets. The recent release of the movies Sinners inspired Jeff and I to choose this next song off Jimmy's Selling Souls album. His title track is a great example of how he artfully brings his rock and blues influences together.
Rest our heads in a cold, cold mist. shadows, your friends tonight.
Selling souls, baby. People, they're all a-bustling about. Shadows fade until gone, their bellies they go without. In his chrome shoes and long coat, making everything seem right.
Selling souls, baby, on a Saturday night.
That was Jimi Henderson's tracks Selling Souls and Next Year from his album titled Selling Souls. Joining the Orion's Apollo stage on Sunday night, June 1st, at the 21st Annual Cigar Box Guitar Festival will be Mike Roberts. His special guest appearance with Gary Nichols and the Fame Gang will highlight his proficiency of doing more with less on his cigar box guitar. Let's hear one from his Wise Men and Fools album with 5 O'Clock Charlie, Carry On the Torch.
The country music game got outlaw players. Everybody knows, everybody loves an outlaw. They came from out in Texas, down in Tennessee, singing songs everybody wanted to sing. Songs about mama. Shake you to the core. Songs that made me want to ride this song on. Carry on a torch. Oh. Some folks didn't like the players. Said they're messing up the game. It ain't right. It ain't proper to sing about them things. It's alright with mama. Songs like that are proud. But them hippies and pot, you better not write them lyrics down. Still they're singing songs about mama. Songs about the South, yes. Songs about drinking beer. You're gonna turn them up real loud. Songs that make you tap your foot, they shake. Since that day, many generations have gone and joined in. Changed the way we play the game, at least it did for me. Most of all, it makes me wanna sing. Songs about mama, songs about the sound, yes. Songs about drinking beer, you're gonna turn them up real loud. Songs that make you tap.
Don't even get me wrong.
Was Mike Roberts with 5 O'Clock Charlie on a four-string cigar box guitar recording captured live on stage at Shag Nasty's. It was titled Brighter Day.
Next up, we have Tim Cannon with one of my favorite songs that we always ask him to do live when we see him out performing around town, and that's Miss America.
The bombs bursting in the air. I see the bullets coming from everywhere. A prayer on my lips, a gun in my hand. Just another day in this foreign land. America. Tennessee whiskey, holding my baby beneath the Alabama moon. Mississippi River, how I long for you. Yeah, I miss America. Lazy day. We'll be right back. clouds and memories temporary occupy. No place but home makes me satisfied.
That was Tim Cannon playing his song Miss America on Valley Sounds.
Huntsville is home to the world's longest-running Cigar Box Guitar Festival. This year's festival will be held from Friday, May 30th, through Sunday, June 1st. The festival will include a casino night with live music at AVIQ's audio showroom, activities throughout the day on Saturday at Low Mill A&E, which include a swing dance with live music, and then a full day on Sunday, June 1st of activities under the Orion's Apollo Dome. Gary Nichols and the Fame Gang will bring their magic to the stage again for the finale concert. This year, they'll be highlighted with special guests that include Microwave Dave Gallagher, Mike Roberts, Grammy winner Kelvin Wooten, and Cosmic Mama's Carla Russell. You can find links to tickets and all of the details on WLRH.org.
We'll conclude Valley Sound's Cigar Box Guitar Edition with live recordings from last year's festival. We hope you can make it out to this year's festival and help us raise money for the Microwave Dave Music Education Foundation. This is Gary Nichols with the Fame Gang live under Orion's Apollo Dome playing So Glad You're Gone and Baby, What You Want Me to Do.
Take all my money, my money, my money, my money, my money, but you're still holding out. so long it ought to be a crime. You know I'm so, so glad, I'm so glad gone. Baby, I'm so glad gone. West Sheffield, y'all. You got me running, you got me hiding, you got me running, hiding, hiding, running. Anywhere you want me to roll. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got
Valley Sounds is a production of 89.3 WLRH, Huntsville Public Radio. If you liked what you heard on the show, you can find a playlist and podcast at WLRH.org or on the WLRH app. A big thanks to our guest hosts, Tara and Jeff Mello, owners of the Cigar Box Guitar Store. If you would like to be a guest host on Valley Sounds and share the local music that plucks your cigar box guitar, then send an email to music at WLRH.org and you may be on a future show. Thanks to Richard for creating the outro music and for all the local bands that continue to create great music in the Tennessee Valley. My name is Marcia Ahrens, and I look forward to sharing more music with you next week on Valley Sounds.